Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with someone you've seen a million places, a million different times, a producer, TV personality, actor, Jack Osborne, and Fright Club is his latest, and he stars in that show with the Ghost Brothers. It's terrific. And Discovery Plus, every Tuesday, you can see new episodes. Absolutely thrilled to have him. Jack Osborne, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How you doing?
Doing well. Jack, can you give us a rundown on Fright Club and what to expect? Don't spoil, but give us a rundown for folks who haven't seen it.
Sure. Okay, so Fright Club is a show where me and the Ghost Brothers try and best one another with who's got the better clip. And the clips have to fall into the paranormal category, so UFOs, aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot, poltergeists, other cryptids. I mean, anything that's unexplainable or paranormal. And we will show these clips to each other and we see who's got the better one. Most of the time it ends up with us just talking a lot of smack to each other and, you know, cracking jokes. And so it's kind of like, I guess you could say it's kind of got a bit of a podcast vibe because we're all just sat around talking. And the viewer at home kind of, you know, they feel like they're along with you for the ride.
Yeah, well, listen, I agree with you on that kind of vibe. It's great. It's casual. You guys are all terrific. Interact so well together. The one thing, though, when you're competing with the Ghost Brothers, the thing is that's what they do. That's their whole focus. You kind of got your hands in a million different things. So if you think about it, you're a little bit at a disadvantage, right? All they do all day is ghost
totally.
And, you know, whatever. Respond to that, if you would.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, I kind of have fallen into the paranormal world over the last few years. And, yeah, I do have a bunch of other... I go a bunch of other kind of stokes in the fire. But it's, you know, I always look at it like a hobby. And, you know, what makes hobbies great is that it's not a full-time job. It's something you enjoy doing. And you can become very proficient at hobbies and still not be, you know, all consumed by it. And that's the kind of way I approach it. You know, I'll read articles when it comes into my news feed. I'll dive into a book here and there. But, you know, it is very much a hobby that I just have turned into a job at times.
You know, I would have to believe that, and again, I shouldn't make these assumptions, but fans of you and fans of your dad, especially Sabbath fans, over the years would send you things. You know, you'd probably get all kinds of weird things either handed to you or sent to you. Is that a reality, or is that something that we would think of from the outside, that you would be the recipient of all kinds of weird stuff?
You know, pre-social media, it used to happen. Like, my dad would get all sorts of stuff in the mail at his office. But, like, since social media and people can just message you and have some kind of interaction, it doesn't really happen as much anymore. But, yeah, there used to be just weird things, and they were often, like, you know, I'm going to use this word lightly, but they were often, like, pieces of art, like that's somewhat like fan art. That stuff was always kind of odd. My dad did have this crazy, like, stalker fan in Texas that once sent him his teeth.
Yeah,
he, like, pulled his teeth out and mailed them to my dad.
Yeah. I could just imagine. By the way, we should also mention that Discovery Plus, that's where everyone can see it every Tuesday night. They could see new episodes, but also you're streaming a lot of your other shows, Portals to Hell, The Osborne Night of Terror, a little bit of everything. How much of your content does Discovery Plus have?
Oh, man, there's a lot. It's all the paranormal stuff I've done. So, yeah, I mean, that's three series now, and then the special we did with my parents and sister, which was The Osborne Night of Terror. So, yeah, if you... you like watching My Ugly Mug, you can go to Discovery Plus and enjoy.
Hey, listen, you do a great job with all of this. Let me ask you, just in general, and without, if it's something current, don't spoil it, but what shocked you the most since you've been getting into this over the last several years, into the paranormal? Is there anything that really set you back, like, wow, this one I can't get over? Is there anything like that? And if it's something that you shot already and you haven't aired, don't spoil it, but give us a little taste of what impressed you.
I think it's actually the subject of Bigfoot. I was always the biggest Bigfoot skeptic, and we're like, no, it's just a bunch of BS. But like, having done Fright Club and seen so many Bigfoot clips, because that is something that ends up in invariably kind of every episode, it's really made me be a kind of a bit more of a, I wouldn't say believer, but I'm very curious about Bigfoot now. But then again, I'm just like, but what the hell is it? Why do people keep seeing this thing?
You know, I would normally disregard anything to do with Bigfoot. But recently, some pretty serious scientist, Maria Mayer, who's, she's the world's, most renowned primatologist. She is getting all into this, that there's new evidence. And again, whatever Bigfoot is or isn't or whatever, I agree with you. That is starting to intrigue me. I don't know what it is. I don't know, exactly what it's supposed to be. But I'm stopping from shrugging it off to start listening and to being a little more intrigued by it.
Yeah, no, exactly. And we actually have her on the show. She comes on Fright Club in a couple episodes and gives her opinion. So it's cool that you brought her up.
Yeah, I mean, she's a serious scientist. I mean, she's not like, she's not some, internet, sensation over the last year or so, something like this. Is somebody who's who's a PhD, and she studied primates all over the place. She is a very serious player when it comes to wildlife and so forth. So when she starts taking it seriously, I started taking it seriously. Listen, I know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you. Again, I'll remind everybody, Fright Club. You can see new episodes every Tuesday. It's terrific. Jack Osborne and the Ghost Brothers are there, and they're all great together. It's a terrific chemistry. Is there anything you want to share with us? Can you give us a website or a social media site that we should be following you on?
I'm just at Jack Osborne on both on all three, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. That's where I'm at. And then the show's on Discovery Plus, which is actually, I don't know, for me, aside from having my show on it, I think it's an awesome streaming service. Because I mean, if you like murder shows and dating shows and my 600-pound life shows, it's all there.
Listen, I agree with you once again. Congratulations on everything that's been going on, and the show's terrific, and all your productions are just terrific, Jack. Thrilled to have you, and we'll talk to you soon. Hopefully we'll get you for a longer bit of time next time. Thanks, Jack.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. You have a great day.
You too. Jack Osborne, everyone. Jack Osborne, son of Ozzy Osborne and Sharon Osborne, and a producer in his own right, and he's... he's really picked up the ball when it comes to production and TV production. And, this is a niche. The paranormal stuff is a niche. We do it. I don't get heavily into it as far as guests go. But when somebody comes along and they have, they have some credibility behind them, we don't turn them down, because so many of you, so many listeners out there are heavily into it. And again, it's interesting when you start getting into alien life forms, and Bigfoot, just the words alone, Bigfoot, or the word, I don't know if it's a word or if it's two words, but it just sounds silly when you get into it. But when people like Dr. Mayer start taking it seriously and start looking into it, at least you say, hey, you know what, it's intriguing. Why is she doing that? And I know everybody says, well, follow the money. She's making money. Yeah, well, maybe so. But she's also, I mean, she's got awards all over the place for finding species and discovering species. She actually found, I think, the smallest primate species in the world that the world knows now. And it's Dr. Maria Meyer. And we had her on the show, I think, a couple months back. And, again, she is heavily into this subject. And again, I'm not by any means saying, hey, Bigfoot exists or whatever. But like Jack Osborne, who was our guest today, just said, it's a little less funny and a little more intriguing when you stop and you start thinking about some of the people that are into it. Anyway, his show is Fright Club. And he does it with the Ghost Brothers, and, they're self-explanatory what they're into. It's all paranormal stuff and ghosts and so forth, and they try to top one another. And, again, Jack does a lot of different things. So, and these guys, that's all they do. It's all ghosts and spirits and things, seances and things like that. So, he's got a little bit of a disadvantage. Portals to Hell is also on Discovery Plus. The Osbournes. Night of Terror and a whole bunch of different Osbournes offshoots. But Jack Osborne, a terrific guy and a successful television producer in his own right. Son of Ozzy Osborne and Sharon Osborne. He's put together a really wonderful TV career. Fright Club is the name of it, Discovery Plus. Every Tuesdays you can see new episodes. Jack Osborne has been our very special guest. And we'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down. This is Frank McKay.